Saint Rose, the patron saint of Viterbo in Italy, died in the 13th century at the age of 17, after a short life of devotion, prayer, charity, politics, and miracles. 2.5 years after her death, she appeared 3 times to Pope Alexander IV, who was in Viterbo at the time, and told him to have her body removed to the convent of the Poor Clares. When this was done, her body was found incorrupt, and it had remained in that condition to this day. Although her skin is dark, the body of the saint is still flexible and the internal organs in good condition. In 1921, the heart was removed to be placed in the reliquary for a procession, and it was found to be unblemished and perfectly intact at the time. Miracles are constantly occurring at her tomb. Pope Callistus III canonized her in 1457. Now, it's hard to imagine a little girl being exiled from her hometown for speaking out against political officials, but that's exactly what happened to Saint Rose of Viterbo. There was nothing in Rose that delighted in political activism, but she was a young woman with a heart given over completely to Christ, and sometimes that leads his people to do the unimaginable. Rose belonged to the category of saints who seemed never to have sinned. She knelt in prayer before she could stand, and is even said to have raised the dead when she was only 3. By the age of 7, she was living the life of a hermit and submitting herself to penances so harsh that she made herself gravely ill. But during this illness, the Blessed Mother appeared to her, telling the little girl to become a lay Franciscan and to remain in the world as a witness. But while her immaculate life may not be relatable, her courage can still inspire us. Rose's call to be an example to those around her wasn't as simple as just praying the rosary and being kind. Instead, the Lord was stirring in her heart to speak against injustice, most notably the occupation of her homeland by the excommunicated Emperor Frederick II. Rose of Viterbo was a prophetic young girl who inspired her homeland to stand with the Vatican in the dispute with the Emperor. Frederick II was Emperor of the Holy Roman Empire in the 13th century. He came into conflict with the Pope, who excommunicated him. In response, Frederick began attacking the Papal States, and in 1240, he conquered the region of Viterbo in Italy. Rose and the other inhabitants of Viterbo submitted, but the Lord began to speak to Rose's heart, and by the time she was 12, she could no longer remain silent. By divine inspiration, Rose then took a cross in her hand and went up and down the streets and public squares of the city, telling the people of the terrible tortures our Lord suffered and of the seriousness of sin. Rose didn't speak only of political matters, of course, but she urged people to do penance and turn their lives to God. At the time, the leaders of Viterbo were loyal to Emperor Frederick II when he was locked in conflict with Pope Innocent IV. But Rose continued to preach peace, reconciliation, and loyalty to the church. And the more she preached, the more interest she drew from the anti-papal forces. The sermons of this little missionary had marvelous results. Many people came in crowds to hear her. As their attention was turned to Rose, her father became afraid that he begged Rose not to preach, but to no avail. So he then turned to threats, telling Rose that if she continued to preach, he would beat her, but nothing daunted. Rose's reply was, "If Jesus could be beaten for me, I can be beaten for him. I do what he has told me, and I must not disobey him." For several years, the outspoken teen decried the emperor and all those who were against the pope. Her enemies saw how much success she had with her preaching, that they ordered for her to be killed. Aware that Rose was something special, the mayor instead exiled her and her parents. As they moved from town to town, though, Rose continued to preach, but as the political tides turned after the emperor's death, which Rose had predicted, they were allowed to return back to Viterbo. Though she was now safe, Rose had some work to do before returning home. She and her parents made a stop at Vittorchiano, a town filled with people under the influence of a worker of black magic. Rose preached repentance to the people and saw them turn back to God, but the witch remained unmoved, trusting in God to prove his power. Rose had a giant funeral pyre built and stood atop it preaching for 3 hours. With this, she impressed even the woman who had handed her life over to the devil, and the repentant sorceress fell to her knees. One might expect such a wonder worker to be popular in the town, but when she returned home, her poverty still meant that many doors were closed to Rose, including the convent door. She wished to enter the Poor Clare Monastery of St. Mary in the city, but was refused because of her poverty, as she was not able to provide the dowry required for admission. "This is where she had prophesied," she said. "Very well, you will not have me now, but perhaps you will be more willing when I am dead." Though she tried to found her own religious community, the girl who had successfully preached against the powers of heaven and hell found herself powerless. Rose died on March 6, 1251, aged 17, in her father's home. It was long believed that Rose had died of tuberculosis in 2010. However, researchers examining her remains concluded that she had died of complications due to pentology of Cantrell. Not long after her death, she appeared to Pope Alexander IV in a dream and asked him to move her body to the convent that had refused her entrance. As she had predicted, they were glad to have her. Now, Saint Rose of Viterbo lived a life speaking truth, whatever the consequences, and consequences there were. Let us all ask for her intercession for all those who experience rejection because of their commitment to truth, especially now as we live in a world that rejects and persecutes all those who speak the truth. Santa Rosa di Viterbo, prega per noi.